The failed attempt by former Mayor Megan Berry to downsize Nashville General Hospital has meant no candidate for the city's top job is following her lead. Even the conservatives in the race say it's not a matter of whether to keep General Hospital, but how. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Many candidates have history with the hospital. Some were born there or are regular patients. Political newcomer Carlin Alford is even cousins with the former CEO. Metro Council member Erica Gilmore was involved in last year's campaign to keep the hospital open and says the city just hasn't invested enough money.
We just want to be clear that it was never misused, but we are looking at new models to help generate revenues.
The current mayor, David Briley, recommended a larger subsidy for the hospital next year, $44 million, in the hopes it would not need yet another mid-year cash infusion. He says stable leadership at both the hospital and Meharry Medical College, which owns the building and provides many of the doctors, should set the stage for improvement after years of uncertainty. However, Briley says it's not just a matter of increasing the city's investment. He'd like to see the subsidy go down over time.
The issue is, are we spending the money as efficiently as possible? And I think there's some improvement to be made there, and I'm going to push them to do that.
City officials have brainstormed about developing some kind of specialty to bring in more insured patients, but it's difficult because there's so much competition just a few blocks away. Vanderbilt has the region's trauma center and burn unit. St. Thomas has a reputation for delivering babies. Centennial has a bit of everything and deep pockets as the flagship of HCA. Former Vanderbilt professor and conservative pundit Carol Swain says she would tap into that local expertise. She says she recently met with the former head of Vanderbilt Medical Center, Harry Jacobson.
I mean, he's an expert. He created the Vanderbilt-Meharry Alliance. He knows all the players and all the actors, and he knows healthcare.
State Representative Harold Love Jr. has been scrutinizing the hospital's finances himself. His priority as mayor would be drawing down as much federal and state money as possible and directing it to the hospital.
And I say that very specifically. We make sure that every dollar that Metro government gets from the state for the services provided at General go back into General.
Whoever becomes mayor will have to address General Hospital, since Metro's current budget crunch means any additional funding for the hospital will likely have to take away from some other city service. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.